Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. Today, we're going to talk about a man, a rough and tumble guy by the name of Liver-Eating Johnson, who ate the livers of his enemies. Sort of like you, Charles.
Well, Timmy, I've had...
Fava beans.
I have what's been called a ovary banging Johnson, Jimmy.
You have an ovary?
Destroying Johnson.
You're an ovary eater? Is that what you're saying?
Or no, that's weird.
Ovary, you know.
Not to kink shame, but that's super weird, dude.
No, you know how the term Johnson can refer to the male part.
Well, so I have...
I don't think it did back then in the 19th century. I think that was because of Lyndon Johnson, right?
It was.
Okay. Yeah. So I just...
So you're saying he could have been a Johnson-eating Johnson, which would...
Right.
I see.
Okay. But that brings us to another point that I want to make sure we have. Is this guy's last name Johnston or Johnson? Because that is important.
Johnston.
Okay.
Johnston.
So
yeah.
So that whole Johnson thing that you just had was fucking pointless. Perfect. Let's keep it moving. Come on.
Did you write the script? Who wrote the script? Raise your hand.
Helen Keller wrote this script.
Wasn't me.
From the looks of it.
I didn't do it. Don't look at me.
Don't look at
me. All right. Liver-Eating Johnston. How about that?
Better.
He ate the livers of his enemies.
No shit!
Why do you think that's funny, Brandy? It's not funny to the victims.
Wait. Well, I mean, okay.
You're really insensitive to the victims, I think. If you were walking around with a big old hole in your side... You wouldn't be making fun of him, would she, Charles?
If you woke up in a bathtub full of ice,
well, wait a minute.
Gone,
so
your liver out in a skillet, you wouldn't be laughing about it.
No, but okay. Come on.
I would like to remind our listeners, as they may need reminding, that we are a comedy podcast, and sometimes we use adult language. We're insensitive to...
Again, not we, Timmy, we.
Right. To victims, right? Because not Charles and I, of course, but someone seems to like to make sport. It's Johnson, not Johnston, Johnson. Liver-Eating Johnson.
There's some people who feel like the victim had it coming to me.
Yeah, well, that's Brandy.
Not me.
No,
not you,
no, no,
not
no,
I,
but. No. No, that's not. Shut up. Just read. That's not even what I was laughing at. Just because, you know, well, he was nicknamed Liver-Eating Johnston because.
Johnson. Not
whatever.
Johnson.
Well,
it's important.
Because he ate
livers. You said yourself it's important.
It is because you mentioned it down here. But that's why he's nicknamed Liver Eating Johnson, because he ate livers. And that just struck me as a ridiculous sentence. So I'm good.
Well, I mean, he could. I mean, a lot of people eat liver. You can get it at Kroger. Mm-hmm. But he ate the livers of his enemies.
Oh, I did that once. It's chewy.
When I was a kid, Thursday night at my house was liver night, Timmy.
Oh.
Liver and onions. Every Thursday.
I couldn't. I just couldn't. Nope. I'd have to eat.
Wednesday night was salmon patties, Timmy, and it was a can of salmon and one whole bag of Zesta saltine crackers mixed up in it just to make it, you know, stretch further. We were not a wealthy family, Timmy.
I had an uncle who slept in a car, and he had a drinking problem. And he would buy these canned sardines.
Oh, yeah.
And eat them out of the can, because he wouldn't have to have a, you know, I guess, you don't have to have a, he just eat them directly, like, not cooked or anything, just out of the can. And
you don't cook sardines.
But man, I can't, can you imagine someone's breath after eating that shit?
That's nasty, that's so nasty. We've not even introduced anybody, have we?
No, but we're going to.
Okay.
Because we haven't recorded in a month, and sometimes
everybody needs to know who I am.
Let me introduce a woman who needs no introduction.
Duh.
But insists on having one anyway. she's known as Brandy the Benevolent. Wonder how she got that name, Charles.
I don't know. We call her Brandy the Wretched over here, but...
No, you don't.
I remember she used to be penis loving and pill popping.
Pill popping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. And now, the thing is, she hasn't changed her ways. She hasn't.
But now
found...
she's Brandy the Benevolent because, yeah, you know, people get mad at us. They think we're picking on her.
Yeah, as if she has accepted, you know, the Lord as her Christ and Savior.
Yes.
No, she hasn't changed. She's still the pill popping, penis loving wretch that she always was. But somehow. Somehow, our fans, she has a fan base, and, well, I don't really trust those people either, Timmy.
Her Majesty, Queen Brandy the First. How are you, Brandy, if at all?
I'm well, Timmy.
I'm dead.
And Noah's dead, so that's amazing.
I'm dead!
Shh.
Oh, he's dead. Well, that's a...
Just,
you know, that's
in case
you're
of
concern.
Not really. If he's yelling, he's clearly not dead. So that's kind of what we're going with.
how are your life? How's your summer going, Brandy?
How's my who?
Your summer.
My summer's good, although it can't really decide if it wants to be spring or summer here in Cincinnati area. Because, you know, today you walk out and it's a little bit chilly. And the other day when you walked out, it was like sitting on the sun.
Yeah, it was really muggy. That's why I never go out.
Well, duh.
I stay in a controlled environment at all times.
Like a psych ward.
Yeah.
Perfect. No, very quickly, though, and I don't want
but
to
But I don't
be...
have to wear a helmet.
That is... Oh, look at that. Personal growth. But very, very quickly, just something really serious, super fast, and then I'll be done. So I had a friend in high school. He was a super nice guy. I always, always liked him. And for whatever reason, about a month ago, he killed himself. And, you know, he still lived in town, and I would run into him. And I'm sure everybody will understand this. He is not one of the people that I would actively avoid in the grocery store.
He must have been a nice guy.
He was a super nice guy. So anyway, but today was his birthday, and it popped up on my Facebook feed. And so I just want to remind everybody that's here and listening or whatever that if you ever, ever, ever have anything that you need to talk about, anything that, you know, you need to get off your chest, or you just want somebody to, you know, listen or get feedback or whatever. It doesn't matter. If you listen to this podcast, you are absolutely never alone. Go to the Facebook page, the Fans of History Dweebs. There is always somebody that's up. There's always somebody that's looking at that page. And if you need help, reach out. This group of people is amazing. If you need help, reach out. They will help you. They will do everything that they can. So I just want to remind people that that is something that I just want to make sure people know, is that, you know, there's people on there 24/7. So if you need anything, just reach out and somebody will always be there to listen. So that's kind of what I wanted to say.
It's a great group. But I know what you mean about Facebook, though, getting those notices. Because, you know, we all had someone we worked with who died in COVID. And I was friends with her on Facebook. And, you know, I get a reminder it's her birthday or something. It just breaks your heart all over again.
Yeah. So, and I didn't mean to bring it down. I mustered all of my concentration on that statement right there. So I'm ready to rock and roll. We've not done this in like a month.
I know.
We have not done this, so I'm excited.
We have been on hiatus.
It's your fault because you can't be troubled to come out of your fucking trailer on Sunday mornings at 10, which we have recorded for how many years? How many years, Timmy, have we recorded Sundays at 10?
I don't know, about five.
Yeah.
Last week was my fault because I wasn't feeling well, but...
And a couple weeks before that, wasn't somebody down in the dark, deep woods of Kentucky?
Oh, yeah, in the cabin. It sounds so creepy, like a creepy place to go.
Yes, but that's not like a habitual
Jason
situation. But that's fine. Let's do this.
Well, we're all together today.
Yes.
Well, we also recorded a couple of times, and we had technical problems, so...
Yes.
But we're all together today, and that's what's important. Let me introduce...
Where two of us or more gather in the dweeb's name, Timmy. What, isn't that in James or something?
Mark? I don't think so.
Yeah, Isaiah, I think.
Oscar, yeah.
Fallopians. Fallopians.
Fallopian
613.
Tubes.
Fallopians, yeah.
Speaking of which, the Colonel has... Before I get an introduction, all of us is, you know, we all know that Colonel has a best-selling book called How to Make Love to a Woman.
Nobody knows that.
Well, that's now, stupid. Guess what, Brandy?
There's
a new adult coloring book.
An adult what? An adult what now?
Coloring.
What now?
Coloring book. Called How to Make Love to a Woman. And you can color in the body parts, the lady parts, lady bits. There's pink. There's salmon.
What the fuck?
But Chuck will tell you all about it.
You only need two colors because it's all on the inside. It's all the same color. So, but it's instructional. I'm making one for, you know, kids to just learn these things.
Stop it.
And there's special little characters. You know, there's Larry Labia.
Hey, too far.
Larry Labia.
Larry Labia. You know, like Veggie Tales. I don't know if you guys ever watched
it. It's not like Veggie Tales.
Yeah, and there's going to be, like, you know, they won't have legs or anything. They'll just hop. You know, Larry the Labia will hop around.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you're kind of letting the cat out of the bag because... What we really shouldn't mention this because it's not official yet, but there is talk of an animated film about the book.
There is.
Disney is looking at it.
No.
Well, they read the book and they deemed me possibly a Marvel superhero.
That is absolutely not a thing that happened.
My superpower is being the vagina whisperer.
Your superpower is running your fucking yapper. That's your superpower.
Yeah.
He is a man who's known. He is known as an oasis, Brandy, in the desert of despair. In all these trying times.
No.
He's someone we can turn to who will lead us to the right in the right direction. He is he's a man of God.
No.
He's a best-selling author. Mm. He is a very, very, very good podcaster when he's here.
Yeah.
He's very honorable. The Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good, Timmy.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Oh,
well,
no.
Timmy, I am not.
But you're not one to complain.
No,
I'm not one to complain, Timmy.
Not one to complain.
But I don't know if you have been following all the news and everything that's going on, Timmy. Mm-hmm. They want me, I'm going to have to, there's a bunch of stuff going on with the January 6th thing, right?
You're right.
I have to go testify before the January 3rd committee, Timmy.
January 3rd committee?
It's a lesser known, yeah.
Okay, what happened on January 3rd?
Well, I'm not altogether certain, Timmy. I just got a subpoena, and they want me to come before Congress and testify about whatever role I played in January 3rd.
Do you even know what you were doing on January 3rd?
I don't recall, Timmy. And that's what
you know, that sounds kind of suspicious when you get up there and you say you don't recall.
I do not recall. I'm going to be Oliver North, Timmy. I have no recollection of those events.
The Gambinos.
Exactly. But apparently, to me, there was an ugly traffic tie-up on January 3rd.
And you had something to do with it, or you witnessed it?
They're trying to pin it on me, I believe.
Wait, IP address grab.
They're pinning you. Wait a minute.
I'm the Lee Harvey Oswald of the January 3rd.
So they're pinning a traffic jam on you?
Mm-hmm.
Was it your fault? And, sidebar.
I don't even know if I was in traffic on January 3rd.
That's what I'm saying. And would this be January 3rd in Cincinnati, correct?
I guess I should check that out.
Yeah. So January 3rd, you were in Cincinnati. Is that correct?
I do not recall.
Okay.
He doesn't leave the West Side.
And
so
exactly.
Yes.
On January 3rd, did you leave the West Side of Cincinnati? Keep in mind you're under oath.
I find that unlikely.
Wait, you can see him too?
I find that unlikely.
Yeah.
So you know, prepped. That's what I'm dealing with. But I got a team of high-priced lawyers behind me, Timmy.
Well, we would
for your January 3rd West Side of Cincinnati traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now,
good luck.
I'll
keep watching BBC for
practice,
that news.
As practice, do you use your turn signals, Colonel?
I always do, Timmy. I always do. I'm a law-abiding driver.
Are you comfortable with knowing your left from your right?
No, it's not.
If I have a baseball in my hand, Timmy, I am. Yes.
Okay.
Which you often do while you drive, correct?
Yeah, that's how.
Could this have been
to make a left turn?
Yeah, and at that point, as you're holding the baseball in whatever hand, was that when you got distracted and caused the traffic jam on the west side of Cincinnati on January 3rd?
I at this time, I do not feel comfortable answering that question.
I suggest you get a lawyer, sir. I suggest
a team.
Well, they better step it up. Because
mm-hmm.
I broke you.
I have a lawyer named Rudy.
Does he drink a lot?
A lot of water. He laps it up out of a bowl.
Perfect.
But, you know, it's better than other lawyer, Rudy. I figure so.
You better make sure your Rudy is dressed for court.
Oh, he'll be.
Is he holding a news conference at a shopping plaza?
A landscaping place across from a dildo factory.
I don't know if you watch Ted Lasso.
Yes.
But it just.
Love
you
Ted
know
Lasso.
My favorite, my spirit animal, I believe, is Roy Kent.
Oh my God!
Fuck.
Yeah.
Everything in my life has become. Fuck.
I love him.
That's.
Well, Charles, we hope that the trial goes well for you.
Wait, what did they do this for you guys?
And we hope that you don't perjure yourself or end up in the Ohio State Penitentiary.
Well, you know, perjury is
You're too pretty for jail, Colonel.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they say. But I got people on the inside, I know. So.
Well, I mean, you may get, you know, community service. Just saying. Probably time served. Mm-hmm. So, good for you. Your lawyer sucks. All right. Well, I want to talk about... Wait a minute. I want to talk about liver-eating Johnson-ton that...
Johnson.
It's called that because he eats livers.
Or you can call me, yeah.
You remember that guy? I bet no one remembers that guy, Colonel. Brandy's too young.
You can call me Johnson.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. Or you can call me Ray J.
I don't know what you're saying.
I thought he was funny the first time I saw him. And
it loses something every time. This was a commercial back in like the 70s. This comedian, his whole deal was to go around and make fun of his name. He made a living at it anyway.
Well, that's dumb.
You could call me Ray.
Not that upset that I missed it.
Well, I'll send you a YouTube video of it.
I was pumped for that.
I was thinking about him not too long ago, and I looked him up. But
why? God,
he appeared on Love Boat.
Everybody appeared on Love Boat. I just saw the guy from Love Boat. What was the guy's name? He wasn't the captain, Steubing. He was like
Gopher.
The first mate. No,
Gopher
or the doctor.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Is he still alive? Still
alive?
Yeah, he was just on The Lincoln Lawyer, which is wonderful, by the way.
It is a very good show. You know, when I first saw this liver-eating Johnson, Timmy, I normally I research his scripts after.
Oh, yeah, I know. Brandy, he even gets in character. It's his method that he uses.
Yeah. And when I saw the title, I thought it was referring to the that ugly West Virginia soccer team incident when the bus broke down on the way to a game. And,
what?
You know, they were lost and they had to cannibalize each other.
Oh. I think it was an airplane, and I think it was in South
America. Well, there's a lesser known incident to me where it was a softball team from West Virginia that, you know, the
Well, Brandy played softball.
I was on that plane.
Oh, yes, yeah, she did. Yeah.
I was there.
You know, speaking of things in the news. Did you see on the thing the guys in Utah that were going to disrupt the gay pride parade and like 31 of them jumped in the back of a
idiots.
U-Haul?
Oh, idiots, yes. Because that wasn't conspicuous at all.
What I just can't get out of my head is it's a hot summer day. What's it like in the back of a U-Haul with 30 other people?
Well, really? Probably pretty
you probably
fucking
don't bathe
gross.
Anyway.
Here's the thing. Here's the bigger thing. Here's the bigger thing. Is that they loaded up in a subdivision. So
they were loaded up where?
In a subdivision. They loaded that the back of that U-Haul. They're in like a fucking subdivision. With, you know, people.
They all had the same shirts on.
They all had the same outfits on, and 30 of them load up in the back of a U-Haul. Do you think the people in a subdivision are just going to be like, huh, that looks weird? No. They fucking call the cops, you dumb motherfuckers. How you load up in a subdivision?
If that U-Haul would have broke down, how long before somebody got their liver eaten? You got 31 guys locked in the back of a U-Haul. It breaks down. So they're going to be eating each other soon.
Well, I don't know. There's a difference between the car broke down and somebody shot the driver and the passenger that were in the truck. There's a big difference there. Because if it breaks down, I would assume that the driver would just go around and open the back of the U-Haul. And let him out in front of the Dairy Queen or something.
If everything works out in your favor, but, you know.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
It just turned out bad. I'm just saying, when people get trapped together in small places, people tend
my
to start biting
my first thought
each other.
Is that's not, all. I'm going to eat this kid. That's never a thought.
Well, I mean, maybe after 25 minutes or so.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, you get hungry, right?
Yeah. You know what, though?
If you're in the mall, you got a Sparrow or something. But if you're in the back of a U-Haul, you know, it's like, world's not looking so bad.
Okay. Can we just talk about this jack wagon here?
We can. But before we do, let me remind everyone, we have a DweebCon coming up in October. And we would love for you to join us here in lovely Cincinnati. And you can get details about the event if you come to our Facebook page, which is the Fans of History Dweebs. And you can get all the details of it. And I'm trying to look at the dates, Brandy. I believe it's the 7th and 8th of October here in Cincinnati. Yes, that's correct.
Aye.
October 7th and 8th here in Cincinnati. It's always a blast. We have a lot of listeners come in from all over the world, as far away as New Zealand. And we have just a great time for 2 days. We have a live show. And the best part is it's all free as long as you pay for your transportation and
drinks and hotel
lodgings.
Room.
Yeah. Your
and all your expenses.
But,
sure.
But there's no charge for the live show. And we get together and we have a pretty good time, don't we, Brandy?
And then we get hammered.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say that.
Why? That's a draw. Come on. Let's talk about this guy for
sober.
The love of Pete.
I'm the designated dweeb.
Yeah, you are. And yet,
by the
you
way,
stop.
Since we
no
talked
shenanigans.
About it.
No
hey,
shenanigans. Do you
it.
Ever
let's,
stop?
Let us wish our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters happy Pride Month. And I don't know, anything else we need to do? Any other announcements we need to make?
No.
Tomorrow
happy
is
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth,
right?
Yeah.
Today's Juneteenth.
Today is Juneteenth, but we're off.
Leanne and I went to Springfield last fall, and they had on display for just 3 days, and we just lucked out. We were just there at the right time. The Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh,
so
cool.
I saw the actual. Yeah, with Lincoln's signature and everything. It was really, really cool. So, happy Juneteenth, everyone. And now let's talk about liver eating.
He had nice handwriting, by the way.
Oh, my God. It can you guys hear my eyes rolling?
Nice handwriting. Well, he did.
He was born John...
History.
He was born John Jeremiah Garrison Johnson. He had a lot of names, Randy.
He was Jeremiah. He was the original Jeremiah Johnston.
He was John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt Johnston.
Chuck, it is. Jeremiah Johnson was based upon the TV show. Jeremiah Johnson was based upon this guy.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. John Jeremiah Garrison Johnston. Although on a TV show, I don't think he ate livers.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's awesome. Okay.
He ate the livers.
But it's safe. It's a safe bet that almost no one called him that. The Mountain Man of the Wild West was better known by his nickname, one he richly earned. Yes, he may have been born John Jeremiah Garrison Johnson.
Jingleheimer
Schmidt. But he died liver-eating Johnson.
Shit,
now, of course,
man.
Now, of course, no one called him that to his face. Or
well, if he died, who cares?
Well, yeah, but how can you say it to his face unless you dig him up? Right?
I could, though. All right.
So just who was Liver-Eating Johnson, Randy? Liver-Eating Johnson was a farmer, a sailor, a teamster. I think he meant like a team of mules or something. I don't think
a
he was
a team
like,
of hamsters.
I don't think he was a truck driver. Yeah,
I don't think he was a truck. I don't think he was out busting heads on the.
It's a team of hamsters.
Picket line.
Tim Fogg, buddy, on. This is Liver-Eating Johnson.
He was
that'd
a trapper.
Be a good handle. When remember the CB days, Timmy?
Oh,
did you ever have a CB, Timmy?
Oh, I sure did. And one time, you'll appreciate this, Charles. One time I'm in my, we had a little nook, right? Like a little booth in attached to our kitchen. And I was on my CB and I had my antenna was out the window, right? And I'm on my CB and someone steals the antenna while I'm on it. And I'm like, fuck, man. Because, you know, CBs were really popular like in the early 70s. And and so people sold those things, right, off cars and off houses. I was pissed.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I remember. I mean, you know, I was like 12 years old, but I was trying to hit on the women, you know, the lot lizards. Because, you know, hookers got on there and...
God.
Hookers got on there and tried to, you know, ply their trade with the truck drivers and stuff.
Oh, fuck.
Breaker 19. This is Lot Lizard.
Stop it. That was not their name.
But you know what my name was?
No.
Weed Hopper. Weed Hopper.
Weed Hopper.
Yeah, you know, like from, Bruce Lee. What was that?
Kung Fu.
What was the name? It was Kung Fu, wasn't it? TV show?
Kung Fu, great.
No.
Yeah, that was Grasshopper.
But I changed it to Weed Hopper. Yeah. What was your CB name, Charles?
My CB name? It was the Colonel.
Huh?
I was the Colonel.
You were a young Colonel then.
Breaker 19, that's a Colonel.
Oh, shit, he's going to do that the whole show.
Hey, good buddy.
What's your 20?
What's your 20?
Oh, my God. I do like using what's your 20, though. I do like using
after you say, after you say what's your
the first internet.
Yeah, okay. After you say what, after you say what's your 20, like, there's no conversation. Mm-hmm. What else do you say? No, but hookers were getting on that, and they would, you know, try to entice truck drivers, you know, to stop at truck stops or wherever. And purchase their wares. And it was good old days. That was C.W. McCall. Remember C.W. McCall?
Remember that song, Timmy? We got a big old convoy rocking through the night.
And you know what? For a dime, they could have went right through that. Only a dime, they could have went through that, you know, that roadblock. But they was too cheap to pay a dime, so they busted through. And so then they had helicopters and tanks shit chasing them. Just pay the toll. That's the lesson there, Brandy.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
You've never heard
because
the
song. Because it's not Liver Johnson. Can we talk about this motherfucker for just a few minutes?
Convoy? You never heard the song Convoy?
No, I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so.
Sing a little bit of it for us, Colonel.
No.
Because we got a big old convoy rocking through the night. Oh, we got a big old convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
Sounds like a fucking stupid song, which is probably why I did not seek it out. It's a fucking stupid song.
USA.
Stupid.
We get a lot of people contact us and say they love when the Colonel sings.
No, but you know what they don't love?
That
stupid fucking song.
That was in my rich falsetto tone.
They do not love that stupid fucking song that he just belted
out
there.
I had that on 45. I had that on 45. Song. Then I had like the greatest hits of the 70s on an 8-track, and it was on there too.
I have that. Yay.
There's a great compilation CD called Have a Wonderful Day. And I swear, you can get it on iTunes. But it has like, I don't know, like 100 songs from the 70s. It's a blast. I love it. 70s had some bad music, man.
Oh, Barry Manilow ruled the 70s, Timmy.
Yeah, Barry Manilow and Bay City Rollers. And...
Right.
Little Barry Manilow for us, Colonel.
No. What in the actual
How about a little Mandy?
Happening?
How about a little Mandy?
All my life, raining down is cold as ice. Shadows of a man, face through the window, smiling in the night. The night goes
what?
In
I like,
tomorrow.
That doesn't sound like Meatloaf.
Another day.
Mom! Go get some meatloaf!
All right, where was I at?
Who the fuck knows?
Happy people pass my way. Looking in the eyes,
that's
I
not Meatloaf.
I never realized.
No, it's Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow.
How happy you made me. Oh, Mandy.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you would have been nicer, they would have called her Brandy.
Leanne is a big Meatloaf fan. She loves Meatloaf. She was sad when he departed.
Yes.
It okay. was just, what was like a few months ago, right?
Yeah, so. All right. John Liver. Guy.
Liver Eating Johnson. He was a farmer, a sailor, a teamster, a trapper, a hunter, a guide, a scout, a deputy, a Union soldier, a trader, not traitor. He was a traitor, and more, Brandy. So he had quite the resume.
Clearly.
He was a frontiersman born in New Jersey, selling the seas.
What was he doing?
Digging, selling the seas.
Oh, sailing. Okay.
Sailing the sea.
Yes, all right, there.
Then digging for gold in the Montana Territory, because that was before it was a state.
Sure.
Out in Butte. We like to give a shout out to all of our listeners in Butte. You ever been to Butte, Montana, Colonel?
I've been there, Timmy.
Sounds like
of course you have.
I called it Butt, Montana.
I was saying, it sounds like kind of like Butt, Montana.
Butt, Montana.
Sure. They'd love
you like
that.
A big butt, Colonel? You like a big butt, Colonel?
I like a big butt.
He won't lie about it.
No.
All right.
And, you could call Booty Montana.
And Timmy can't
now,
deny
you're,
it.
You're more of a boots man or a butt man, Colonel?
Nobody gives a flying shit. They just want to get through the first motherfucking paragraph
it really
of this
depends.
Goddamn story.
It really depends, Timmy.
It's all
I'm,
they want.
I'm much more of a... You know, it's all about the personality for me.
Right. that's a good outlook, Colonel. It really is.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Lying bitch.
He lived a robust, adventurous life, Brandy. He dodged arrows, bullets, fist, weather, animals.
Where are you?
Until the frailty of old age Where came upon him, Brandy.
Here on the west side, we just call that Tuesday, Timmy.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Well, I get the whole frailty of old age because I'm kind of there. I can kind of relate. Liver Eating Johnson was a violent drunk, mountain of a man who didn't have a very high reputation, but was by no doubt the most fearless fighter, and he became a legend, Brandy. That's why we're talking about him. You don't get on
that's
history,
what I've
Dweebs.
Heard.
You don't get on history, Dweebs, unless you're pretty fucking legend. Johnson was built like a brick wall with a towering height over 6 feet tall and weighing 280 pounds.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And, you know, they were smaller people back in them days, right? And he had not an ounce, Brandy. Nearly an ounce.
Didn't he live in the forest?
Yeah, he lived out in the west. He's a badass.
Spends a lot of time chopping
wood. Liver Eating Johnson was born in 1824 in Little York, New Jersey. Though he didn't live there long... At the dawn of the Mexican-American War, he left home to enlist in the Navy. So, little village people, Colonel.
No.
He left.
In the Navy.
Of course he probably left.
Seven seas in the Navy. You can have as many men as you please in the Navy.
I don't remember that version.
That was the adult version. That's what they played on FM radio.
I had a friend who worked in a limousine service, and he'd pick people up at the airport and whatever. And he picked up the Village People once, and the construction guy was hitting on him. So, because, you know, they had their little outfits on.
Yeah. They wore their little outfits just out and about?
No, but he could see. He knew which ones they were.
Okay.
However, his stint as a sailor didn't last long. Now, I'm talking about Liver-Eating Johnson now, not my friend.
Perfect. Yes.
My friend wasn't a sailor that I know of.
Maybe he was with the Village People.
Johnson was an impulsive man with a lack of self-control and a very hot temper. When the lieutenant was in charge, struck one of his comrades with a sword, Johnson, in a fit of rage, struck him in the neck. And you don't do that in the Navy, Colonel. You don't hit a superior officer. They throw your ass overboard if you do that. They make you walk the plank, I think. And he hit this guy, which had him out senseless on the deck of the ship. That's when you make your getaway right there.
That's a fuck around and find out situation.
When the little stars are going around circling your head, you know, that's when you get out.
F-A-F-O. You know,
when the cuckoo bird is chiming.
Poo-poo bird.
When the lieutenant came to, he didn't know whether lightning had hit him or Johnson had hit him. So that's how impactful Johnson's punch was.
Right.
Because of being suspected of striking a superior officer, he didn't get shore leave for 30 days. Now that's when you start, you know, that's when you have to really kick into masturbation, Colonel, when you don't get shore leave for 30 days. Well, he probably had a very disgusting sock in his bunk.
Yes.
All you can do is, you don't have no porn magazines, all you can do is look out the portal and hope you can see a shore, that you see some nice-looking broad walking by.
Otherwise,
that's what they called them back in the day. Because of being suspected of striking a superior officer. I said that, didn't I?
Yes.
So he didn't get shore leave for 30 days.
Are you high? What's going on? Are you drunk? What's happening?
When he finally was allowed to go ashore, he never came back.
Yeah, fuck you people.
And ventured off into the unknown West. So he's a deserter at this point, Brandy.
He's AWOL, yes.
Your thoughts on that, if any?
I don't have any thoughts on it right now.
All right. Tell us what happens next.
So, to throw the authorities off his scent, he changed his name to John Johnson, dropping the T. So, you go. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And then he moved out west, away from his roots and from anyone who would be looking for him. Which it doesn't
remember
look
that
like
song,
it would
Wild
be anybody.
Wild West, Colonel?
What's that, Timmy?
Remember that song by the Pet Shop Boys, Wild Wild West?
Yes.
I don't remember that one.
Well, I'm just pointing it out. Go ahead, Brandy. We make a lot of pop references here on the show.
Ugh. So, while on the run, he took a job in St. Louis as a wood hawk, supplying wood to steamships. It was in St. Louis that he became acquainted with a man who would later be known as his sidekick, Moses Beanpole O'Doul.
Beanpole.
Well, Beanpole was 6'3" tall and weighed 170 pounds. And I think we can all figure out how he got his name. Beanpole.
He must have been an odd-looking character. I was trying to find a picture of him. But
I would think them together would be an odd-looking pairing. Like a bulldog and one of those fucking Afghan hounds sitting next to each other. So, Beanpole migrated to the United States with his family from Ireland in 1831. His father was an Irish Catholic, and his mother was an Eastern European Jew. That's something. The family settled in New York. But Beanpole...
I wonder if he had a yarmulke on his head, because that would be a funny sight of a guy, you know, 6'3", 170 pounds, little yarmulke on his head.
What? No.
I mean,
it's a beanie?
Funny... Yeah.
A beanie? No, not like a Jewish yarmulke, but like one of those stupid hats with the propeller?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
What if you can buy them online? I'd like to have one of those.
Well, they should have done that. So anyway, Beanpole took off and ran away when he was 12. What do you think about that, Chuck?
Well, I think sometimes you just got to do a Snoopy and get your stick and get your little hanky and load it up with some liverwurst and Limburger cheese and, as you said to me, sardines.
Is that what you take with you? Feels gross.
Yeah.
Well, and Swank, and maybe an issue of Swank magazine.
No, oh, Jesus, Tim.
Oh, I remember Swank magazine, Timmy. But you only need to take about 3 pages. You don't need, because you're not going to be like a woman taking 9 suitcases with you when you run away. You just need a little stick and a handkerchief.
So liver,
take one of those and go on vacation for 9 days.
Oh my God! So liver eating Johnson and Beanpole.
I wouldn't want to sleep. I wouldn't want to be roommates with someone named Liver Eating. Would you?
No. Would not be.
No,
a fan.
I would only be napping. I wouldn't get into a real
have
long
one
sleep.
Eye open all the time.
Yeah.
Well. They met in a Missouri riverboat while Liver was playing poker. Because of his height, Beanpole could easily see what every player was holding. He started giving Liver signals with his eyes. Liver won every hand that evening, and the two became fast friends. Those who swindled together stayed together. The two decided that they were going to head out.
Quite the bond that they have.
Yeah, it's quite the bond. The two decided to head out to California and search for gold, as one does. However, something happened.
Now I'd be searching for card games is what he's searching for.
Well, they should have just gone to a casino. They could have cleaned up at poker there. But whatever. All right, so they're friends. And so they're headed out to California, and something happened along the way. Liver met his wife, Little Feather, who was a member of the Flathead Indian tribe of Montana. All right.
Wonder how they got that name.
I don't know. So Liver,
Little Feather?
On their way to Montana, Liver meets Little Feather, and then the three of them, because, you know, Beanpole's around, but he can reach things off the top shelf, the three of them built a small ranch and started raising or stealing cattle in the Big Sky Country. So, that's where we are.
So
they're basically the cleavers out on the prairie.
Here, but I'm not going to go after the cheap laugh, so continue.
So this is basically a twisted version of Little House on the Prairie.
Well, and you've got this, like, third wheel guy. Like, I don't understand that situation.
You know, there's not a lot of people around. What is he going to do?
Yeah,
I don't live know.
In the, you know, a mother-in-law, house.
Well, you
know?
So
what's that called?
Maybe there was a little, menage a Beanpole going on.
Ew, God. All right. Well, so everything's going fine.
You know what would be bad is if you're like too tall to have sex. Like, you know, you couldn't line up. Correctly.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Do you think that would be a problem, Colonel? Do you address that in How to Make Love to a Woman?
What do you mean, line up?
To me, it's all about
Like one time I was with a date in a car.
Oh, Jesus and it Christ.
Was, it was a compact, right? Mm-hmm. And you just couldn't, you didn't have enough room. I was like maybe, you know, 5-6 inches short.
And no, you, Timmy, you got to utilize this. There's a
what? Don't careful.
Small paragraph in there called the seat straddle, Timmy. It's all about how you get the woman to wrap
around.
Well,
these are
the
these old bucket seats. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, she got to hold on to the seat right. You got to get her just holding, turned around, holding on to the seat right. You
stop.
It, depending on the model.
It.
You don't want to. You don't want to try this.
I think it was
Pinto,
a Corvair.
A Corvair.
Oh yeah.
1973 Corvair. Now, if I had a Pacer, had
all you
I had
gotta
an
do if you got a Corvair, to me, just take it above 35 miles an hour, and you're gonna definitely get fucked. Ralph Nader will tell you that.
Yes. Oh my God! So
see, I needed an AMC Pacer, Colonel.
You did need a Pacer.
You had that big butt back in.
Yes. All right.
You could fit any kind of butt in a Pacer, Timmy.
Yeah.
No matter how big the butt. She'll fit
amazing.
In the face.
All right. So Little Feather becomes pregnant. And for the first time ever, Liver Eating Johnson is a happy man. But one day.
Yeah, those Corvairs. Those are Corvairs like would.
First of all,
impact.
It's a Corvair. Second of all, the fuck your Corvair. We're in the middle of something.
If there's a collision, it would fall in half, wouldn't it, Colonel, or something?
No, the Pintos will blow up. The Corvair
sometimes
just going down the street at like 35 miles an hour. They would just catch air and roll, Timmy. They just flip.
Jesus.
Get what you pay for, I guess.
Yeah. Go ahead, Devil. Come on. Let's hear the story.
Are you sure?
Yep.
We just like taking people down memory lane. That's
well,
all we're
yeah. intrigued.
Well,
we're history dreams.
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
starting
yeah.
to sound a lot like the Clint Eastwood movie Unforgiven to me.
It's,
or really any Clint Eastwood
well,
movie. He finds a woman, marries her, the Apaches come along, kill the woman.
Wait a minute. What? What? I didn't get there, you
path.
Fucking jackwagon. I had
spoiler
not
alert,
said anything about
alert.
It.
Go
I had not
ahead,
said
Brandy.
Anything about that. For fuck's
we're
sake.
Sorry. Continue, Brandy. You're doing a fine job.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I'm telling you. Okay. So, while Liver and Beanpole are out herding cattle, God, can you imagine that bullshit? Liver just going around and barking
pretty,
and Beanpole.
Beanpole probably sits pretty tall in the saddle, I would imagine.
Oh, you think? I bet his feet drag the ground. So a group of hostile Crow Indians attacked Liver's home, killing.
Yeah, you know the Crow and Flatheads do not get along.
I don't know, but they killed Little Feather and the baby. Uh-oh. They also
that's sad.
They also then burnt the house down.
So now she's a little dead feather.
Fuck you! Basically. That's why.
Little dead feather.
Blinded by rage. Oh, this fuck around and find out. Johnson vowed to Beanpole. Well, if you make a vow to Beanpole, you can't break that shit. To track down and kill each member of the Crow tribe in revenge. Well,
yeah. Now he's got to fuck Beanpole.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean.
He's made a vow.
I'd be pissed too, wouldn't you, Colonel?
He made a vow to Beanpole. When you make a vow to Beanpole, you can't no take backs.
Right.
So.
It's like dibs.
It is a lot exactly. like dibs. So, what had happened
was.
Do you
swear on your beanpole?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Liver goes straight
what
up.
What how big Beanpole's beanpole was, girl?
Wait a minute. So, Liver goes straight up fucking John Wick on these people. And he was well equipped. He hunted and killing the Crow. It was very easy for him. Not to mention the root of his nickname. Not only did he hunt and kill the Crow, but he cut out each of the men's livers and ate them. Now, you may ask, why would he do that?
Badass. Yeah,
well, it is badass. Also, the liver is especially important to the Crow people, as they believe it to be necessary to enter the afterlife. by taking the livers out and eating them, liver-eating Johnson wasn't only viciously ending the crows' lives, but their perceived chance at the afterlife as well. Telling you,
he was really
fucking John fucking Wick.
Up, basically.
Did he cook the liver first?
I don't know. It doesn't really say.
Just eat it raw.
But again, straight John Wick 1, 2, and 3.
Fry him with little onions.
Do what? Onion? Probably with onions and a nice, you know, fava beans and a nice Chianti. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Fucking weird. So, in all,
Beanpole joined him in that. When Beanpole weighed any?
Well, in all, Johnson and Beanpole spent 25 years killing, scalping, and devouring the livers of over 300 Crow Indians. Before long, they were feared amongst all the tribes, not just the Crow.
I guess they were.
And even the mention of his name caused panic. While Liver and Beanpole were on their mission for vengeance, Liver was then abducted by a group of Blackfoot Indian warriors who intended to sell him to the Crow. Well, let's just see here. They stripped him to the waist, tied him up with leather straps, and left him in a teepee with a guard until they could meet up with the Crow.
Wonder what kind of price they'd get for him.
I don't know. How do they let the Crow know?
Blankets or...
Do they do... I bet he can't find a payphone out there for nothing.
Well, they probably email or something, text him.
Right, okay. Well, despite being tied up, see, Liver managed to free himself and escape the teepee. After knocking out the guard, he scalped him, cut off one of his legs before fleeing into the woods, where he and Beanpole started a fire and then consumed the guard's leg.
Well,
a guy's got to eat.
Well, and you know, you really hamper the guard from chasing you if you cut off his leg. The same.
Well,
but and like, then you know you're left with it, so you know why not eat it?
Well, so this finally came to an end. Some 25 years after setting out on his quest for revenge.
A little bit too late for the guard.
Well, yeah, he kind of got screwed there. Well, wait a minute. He knocked
I wonder if they had prosthetic legs back then. I guess they did. Pirates had them, didn't they? So I wonder if the Indians would, like, put a little wooden leg
on there.
No, well, they scalped him. So I have to assume he's dead. Well, I thought the same thing, that he would just be known as Hopalong, but they scalped him.
Probably no need for the...
Right. So I feel good about that. So anyway, so this guy has somehow set aside his thirst for blood and made peace with the Crow.
Well, after killing 300 of them,
nice
that they can come to a resolution.
Well, yeah, it is. That's lovely. Some historians believe that part of their truce could have been due to the rising violence amongst the tribes. Thanks to the impending threat of war, tribes were banding together and forming alliances, and Johnson's peace could have been a part of that. After making peace with the Crow, Liver-Eating Johnson eventually moved on, joining Company H, 2nd Colorado Cavalry of the Union Army in St. Louis in 1864, before being honorably discharged the following year.
Wait a minute. He was kicked out of the Navy.
Well, evidently the records weren't that great, because he went into the Army.
He deserted the Navy, yeah.
Well, but he went back into the Army.
I read that, you know, like in the Civil War, you could pay someone to do your service for you. Like, you give them $300, and they will go in your stead into the Army. And they would go in the Army, and then they would desert, and then they go some other town and do the same thing. That's how they make their living, just kind of a good system.
Well, it is. So after his service, he moved to Colson, Montana, and was appointed deputy sheriff. I bet there was no crime. None. Where's Beanpole?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is in 64. He's appointed deputy sheriff, and later he became the town marshal of Red Ledge, Montana. That has zero crime. In 1868, Johnson and Beanpole got together again. Oh, that's nice. Reunited, and it feels so good. and he peddled
Peaches and Herb.
Yeah.
Which one was Peach and which was Herb?
I don't know. I assume.
I'm guessing the woman is Peaches and the dude was Herb.
Is it pronounced Herb or Herb?
Herb. I don't know.
Yeah, see.
Peaches and Herb. Okay.
All right, so.
They was a one-hit wonder, weren't they? I mean, did they have any other songs besides Reunited?
I don't know.
It's like got Gloria Gaynor and what's that song she...
I Will Survive. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. First of all,
she died.
That song's a fucking anthem, so just don't even let it come out of your mouth. Put some goddamn respect on that shit. Fucking respect on that shit right now. It's a fucking anthem. I know she's dead.
She didn't survive. My point.
What?
She didn't survive. That was my point.
Well, you know, that's not really. It's kind of an asshole move. I mean, I assume she wasn't talking about living forever, but whatever.
Well, when you're going around proclaiming it, you know, singing it in front of thousands of people.
You survive a breakup, you fuck. Listen to the song. You know what? I think you're just fucking with me right now. And I want to talk about Johnston and Beanpole getting together. And then they peddled.
Johnson.
Well, that's not how it's written. So they got together and they peddled bootlegged whiskey to Indians until 1873. Contributing to the high and rising
alcoholism. He seems to be going on both sides of the law here. He was a cop. He was a sheriff.
Yeah.
Now he's a bootlegger.
Well.
What's up with that? What's he going to do? Join the Air Force next?
Hold on. Because this is my next destination spot. So I really want to make sure that I talk about this with some reference. There was a territory called the Whoop Up Territory. Which is where I'll be vacationing next year. Pretty excited about that. So
at the disco at the Whoop Up territory, they play, you know, I Love a Big Butt, don't they?
I bet they've got a roller rink. Oh my God, I'm so excited now. I'm going to have to book a train.
If you go on YouTube, in the 70s, there was a special called Roller Skating with the Stars, and it had like the guys from Chips and
oh my God.
Different Strokes? Different Strokes, yeah, the girl who was on that.
Dana Plato was on it.
And they're all like, you know, they're all like skating, and I don't know, someone like, I forget who it was, Jack Klugman, he couldn't skate, so he's just like walking around on the ice.
Oh my God.
And the guy from Police Woman, the head detective, he did the same thing. I guess they didn't know how to roller skate. That wasn't ice, but it's a roller skate ring. But they just walked around the roller skate.
Fucking ridiculous. Well, at the time...
Eric, what's that guy's name?
Eric Estrada?
Chips. Yeah, and the other guy, his partner. Yeah, I guess they were like the host. But they had all these stars coming out, you know, these B-level stars that you see on the Love Boat or something, Fantasy Island or whatever. And they'd come... Oh, yeah.
Oh, Charo!
Fantasy.
Charo was there, wasn't she?
Charo was on there. Yeah.
Charo was on there.
Karen Valentine. I mean, it was the whole crew.
Well, before the Whoop Up territory became the clear vacation destination, it was one of the most dangerous places that rarely a white man dared to go. Johnson gave zero fucks.
Well, I mean,
his field of fucks was bare. He did not give a shit.
Territory, you know. I mean, you know, he has. He's, you know, his man's got to get laid.
Well, since the Indians, knew them as bad spirits, these motherfuckers could go and ride across all kinds of places because they were bad motherfuckers. So, they could go lots of places that other white men could not. which is
I mean, what it is. Fuck with him, he eats your vital organs.
Charles.
Well, you know, during this time, Johnston and Beanpole, they were peddling whiskey under the cover of Nightfall and hiding the whiskey during the day.
That's how that works. Johnston's into his 50s.
And he decided to give up this dangerous game of bootlegging whiskey.
He's getting
and he guided some trips, some trips into the mountains in South Central and South.
He became a tour guide.
Well, yeah.
That's nice.
Now, in 1871, Beanpole fell down a gully.
He didn't see it coming.
And severely hurt his leg.
How could he not see it?
Boy, he wasn't looking down. He was always looking up. Had his head's in the clouds all the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
now, the wound became infected.
As it does.
And Beanpole died several days later.
He would need a pair of binoculars to see the ground.
Yeah. Leaving liver-eating Johnston alone again. Now Liver's back to choking the chicken because him and Beanpole.
Because
I think there was, sexual tension between Beanpole and liver-eating Johnston all the time.
That is pure conjecture.
Well, you know Beanpole must have been hung. You know that.
That's not always true. And,
I'm going to shut that shit down now.
You saying Beanpole have a little tiny...
Nope, I'm saying that that is not always true, that we cannot make that assumption.
I'm just saying two men in the woods...
How would you describe your economics professor in terms of...
I don't... What the fuck? We're almost there, man. Well, like, we're almost there.
All right, I'll leave that. I'll leave that question until next
time. So close.
Well, I'm just saying, you eat a man's liver, sodomy is not something that's going to trouble you.
Well, maybe. You know, I wonder if he ate Beanpole's liver.
No, man. That's some respect.
I bet he ate Beanpole's heart. Just maybe. To keep little pieces of it with you.
Or
now,
was
over
it all
the years,
infected?
He made a living various ways. He was a gold digger, a trapper, a hunter, a candlestick maker,
a
whiskey peddler.
And Kanye West wrote
and eventually he ended up.
He's a tour guy. I wonder if he had like a little name tag. My name is Liver Eating.
Liver Eating Johnston.
Have a great day.
But they sent him to a veterans home, and he died in 1900.
Even though he was a fucking deserter,
his name tag said some shit about can't find it. Ask me. My name is
Liver.
Liver.
So, anyway, it gets better.
In so, when did he die, Colonel? When did he die?
1900.
All right.
Was it in a blaze of glory?
Though. No, he went silent.
Los Angeles.
Eating some Jell-O. He choked on some Jell-O. Anyway.
Next time you're in L.A., listeners, next time you're in L.A., drop by the Veterans Cemetery and look up.
Well, he's not there,
Johnson.
You fuck. You
well,
wrote
you
this,
can't
son
do
of a
that.
Bitch. You jackwagon, you goddamn wrote this. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
So they, a bunch of seventh graders, those bunch of meddling little kids, decide to have his body moved for whatever reason from Los Angeles to Cody, Wyoming.
Because he didn't belong
in
L.A.
Disregard what I said about checking out his grave in L.A. Disregard.
So they had a disinterment and reinterment ceremony, and actor Robert Redford, who played a fictionalized, he basically played Liver Eating Johnston light in the movie Jeremiah Johnson.
Okay, so let me ask you something though. In the Robert Redford version, does he eat liver? Does he eat the liver?
No.
Or is it just just a vengeance story?
And he doesn't bang Beanpole either. No.
So
no, but I think in the show his wife is killed by.
Right. Okay.
Another tribe.
And so
I feel like the movie Gladiator was based on
Johnson
Jeremiah Johnson.
Because they,
what?
Deliverance came out roughly the same time, and they had to, you know, squeal like a pig scene in there, and they felt like, you know, well, if we show Jeremiah, you know, because really this was the first version of Brokeback Mountain, Beanpole.
We're just putting it out there, asking questions.
Yeah, I'm not saying. Am I saying that they were involved in a?
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong. Right. But I imagine if you're a liver eater, You are not the catcher.
Yeah, but I hope they didn't French kiss. That's all I'm saying.
that would be gross. So now today, Liver Eating Johnson's body remains in Cody, Wyoming.
Cody, Wyoming.
Resting not in the Los great Angeles. Wild West, where he made his living and earned his famous nickname. Wow. Now, see, in the movie, I believe Robert Redford kills a bear and eats his liver.
Well,
and then
that's,
he bangs
yeah.
the bear.
Oh, okay.
The dead corpse of the bear.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Because bears can't go into the afterlife if they've been...
You're not a sympathetic character if you're a cannibal, usually.
No.
Well.
It's hard to... And, you know, if Robert Redford was a method actor and nobody wanted to work with him during that movie because...
You know, well, you got to be careful.
Eating livers.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
yay.
Brandy, what is your final thoughts on Liver Eating Johnson?
I hope that if something ever happens to me that Dave feels the same way about me that Liver Eating Johnson felt about his wife.
If something happens to you, Devil, I promise you, we will avenge you.
Thank you.
We will avenge you. Me and Timmy.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Me and Timmy will
avenge you. I thought he was going to say you hope he feel like Liver Eating Johnson felt about Beanpole.
No, the wife. No. That's so nice, though. Are you volunteering Timmy for that, too? Or is Timmy out?
No.
Okay.
I'm
just
out.
Checking. All right. Of course.
Taco Bell, but...
Send my condolences to Dave.
Thank you. Perfect.
Colonel, what's your final thoughts on John Jeremiah Garrison Liver Eating Johnson?
Jekyllheimer Schmidt.
Colonel.
He had to chop down a lot of trees to make that house, and when somebody burned it down, it's going to irritate you because you got to do it again, and somebody's going to pay, Timmy. For 25
years,
that is
the takeaway.
People are going to pay.
That's the takeaway. Sure.
Yeah. People can hold a grudge for a long time.
All right.
Over
well,
house.
We apologize for the delay in getting this episode out, but we promise next time we'll go through the Patreon list, and we truly appreciate all of you who support us on Patreon. If you would like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs, all one word, where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or Colonel.
Or just a wee little bit to me.
Yes. We have some wonderful people who support the show. Many have been supporting the show for a long time. Bless you. It allows us to keep the show on the air. So we'll work at getting more episodes out. Any final words, Brandy, from you?
No.
Colonel, you want to give any sort of final thoughts?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, or wisdom
if
you, would
if
like
you
to
burn
share.
Down my house, Timmy, I'm probably not going to eat your liver, but I'm going to be irritated, Timmy. That's all.
God bless Liver Eating Johnson and Beanpole.
Today he would just send it. He would troll them.
Oh, you know that, Colonel. You know that Little Feather was fine, man. Mm-hmm. Probably 110 pounds, big boobies.
I wonder if Feather was a euphemism for a tiny Timmy.
He's probably got one of those, you know, buckskin tight dresses on.
Ooh wee, Timmy.
Mm. I'd be pissed too, Colonel. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for joining us, and we'll see y'all next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Bye, bye.
Good day. That was good. All right, I'll get that out. Me and Logan are going to the.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.